Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take care of your house. So let's take a look right now. Look around. Move your head to the right. Move your head to the left. Well, not if you're driving. But we know there's something that you see that you don't like, a project that you want to take on. Maybe you don't know how to get started. The way to get started is this. Pick up the phone and call us at 888-MONEYPIT. Let's talk you through it. We'll help you get it done once, get it done right, so you won't have to do it again. We have got a very nice show planned for you this hour. We're going to talk about, first up, ways to stay cool this hour without paying hefty air conditioning bills. We're going to give you some ideas on how to keep the sun's hot rays from getting through your windows by going through the latest advances in window films.
That's right. And also ahead this hour, you know, it seems like one of the most universally disliked household chores is cleaning your bathtub or shower. You got to get in there. And I mean, you really got to get in there to do the job. There's always mold. There's mildew. It's kind of a mess. Well, we're going to tell you a way that you can actually make that chore much easier.
And also ahead, it's time to start thinking about back to school. So this hour, we're going to talk about room decor.
Oh, I already bought Henry a backpack. I'm ready.
Is that right? And we're going to give you some tips to help make those small spaces work for your college-bound team and deliver big on storage and style at the same time.
And how would you like to see the very best home transformations from this old house? Well, one lucky caller is going to get host Kevin O'Connor's book, which showcases the coolest makeovers from the past 10 years. But what's even cooler, you guys, is that it's autographed by the entire cast. I mean, I'm jealous. This is a great prize.
Definitely a collector's item. If you'd like to win it, you got to pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement question. The number is 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Let's get right to it. Leslie, who's first?
Scott in West Virginia is on the line with a kitchen faucet that's leaking. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I've got a little problem in my kitchen. My wife is driving me crazy about it, and it's driving me crazy also.
Okay.
All right. What's going on?
Most of the time, you know, you have a drippy faucet in your kitchen or something like that. My problem is that it's leaking around the handles, the hot and cold. And I've never had that to happen before, and I'm like, okay, do I have to replace the whole thing or... is there a kit that I can buy that, you know, to stop this mess?
Do you know what manufacturer of faucet you have?
You know, I knew you was going to ask me that, and I thought about looking, and I just didn't. And I believe it's Delta, but I'm not sure about that.
See, here's the thing. If you can identify the manufacturer, you can get a rebuild kit with new washers and so on for those faucets. But if you can't figure it out, do not ever use a generic, because if you use a generic, even though it looks perfectly, it doesn't fit. Now, that said, if it's an older faucet and you replace it now, the new faucets are going to have ceramic discs, ceramic disc valves, which the older they are, the tighter they get. So they really never leak. So the technology has gotten so much better now with the way faucets are made that you might want to consider just replacing it, rather than trying to take it apart and, you know, put it back together and maybe they'll still leak.
Right. It's probably, I'd say, 10 or 12 years old, so.
Mm. Yeah, it might be due for a new one. Hey, listen, we saw one not too long ago that actually is a touch motion activated that Moen makes it. It's called, I think it's called Motion Sense. And you wave your hand over the top of this thing and it comes on. Or you bring a dish sort of up to it, and automatically it comes on.
It's like washing your dish.
Or like a regular faucet, right? So like how many times you walk up to the faucet to, like, you know, fill your cup, coffee cup up, or to rinse it out. I mean, you know, just by walking up to it, it comes on.
Or like with your hands from, like, chicken breast, you know? It's like, you don't want to touch the faucet.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool. So I think it's called Motion Sense. It's by Moen.
Okay, that sounds worth looking into.
All right, well, good luck, Scott.
Okay, thanks, guys, for the info.
You're very welcome, and make your wife happy and replace it, will you?
Okay.
All right, now we've got Lou in North Carolina, who's got a really interesting situation. I mean, maybe once, but Lou's house has been struck by lightning twice this year.
Wow.
What is going on?
Lou,
it is
did you,
just shocking to meet you.
Did you go buy a lottery ticket after this happened because you had such incredible luck?
No, but that's a good idea. I don't know. I think my luck might be in the opposite direction.
Oh, yeah, no, you're true. Pretty lucky. You still have a house that you're living.
That's right.
That's true.
So you got hit twice. That's terrible. Did you have a lot of damage, Lou?
No, actually, we're very fortunate. You know, just some electrical appliances that got fried, but nothing that was terribly expensive.
So you may be a good candidate for a lightning arrestor system.
Okay.
And
I've heard of lightning rods. I mean, when I was a kid,
yeah,
all
that's,
the houses
that's part
had
of
those.
It. Yeah, that's part of it. Okay. Here's how they work. They're just that. They're metal rods. They look like the grounding rods, and they can stick up off the roof of your house. Usually you put two or three of them across the peak, and they're connected to a very heavy grounding wire. And that grounding wire is brought from the roof down to soil and attached to a grounding rod. But where it's brought through, it's brought in a way where it's not going to interfere with any electrical wiring or appliances that are in the wall near where the wire mm-hmm. goes down. Because as you probably noticed, wherever the electrical line strikes, that energy gets sort of absorbed into the whatever wiring is nearby, and it causes the spike that damages a lot of electronics.
Even so washers kind of, and dryers.
Yeah. So it kind of anticipates the strike, grabs the current, runs it from the rod through the wire to a ground, which is actually in the ground, and it does so by keeping that wire away from anything else in the house that it can cause trouble. So, I mean, even away from your plumbing system, because if you have that ground wire go down the house and you've got a plumbing pipe right inside the wall, you know, on the other side of the vinyl siding, for example, it will jump across and can electrify the plumbing system.
That's
so
crazy.
That's that's something you might want to consider. And I will tell you that those lightning arresting systems, some of them are very beautiful. You know, there's a lot of very ornate designs with glass bulbs and things like that, and they can look pretty cool. So, you know, that might be a good option for you, Lou.
Lou, were you home?
We were at home, yes. It was in the middle of the night. The first strike woke us up. The second one almost gave us a heart attack.
Wait, so it was the same storm?
Okay.
Oh, well, actually, the first, this was, no, this was two different storms. The first time was before we lived in the house. It was when it was in construction.
Oh, okay.
And then the second time we were home, yes. But the house is less than a year old, so I was thinking, this is not normal.
Well, you know, they always say that lightning can't strike twice in the same place, except
exactly.
Lou's house.
Exactly, they were wrong.
All right, Lou, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Now, you can call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Pick up the phone, give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, cleaning a bathtub or shower can be quite a workout, but letting it go can mean a nasty mold or mildew buildup. We're going to tell you about a way to make cleaning a non-issue after this.
This is Jeopardy.
I'll take a waste, lose money, 1,000. This phrase for a house that keeps needing costly repairs is also the name of a home improvement radio show. Alex.
What is a money pit?
Good.
888-MONEY-PIT. Got a wood staining project to do? Finish faster. Introducing Flood One Coat Waterproofing Finish, the wood stain that lets you finish the same day you start. Most wood stains can't be applied until days after prep. Flood One Coat Waterproofing Finish can be applied just hours later. Learn more at flood.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Number to call is 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. One caller who makes it on the air with us this hour was going to take home a look at the very best home transformations from the past decade of This Old House, because its host Kevin O'Connor has a new book called The Best Homes from This Old House. We've got a copy to give away. And it's also signed by not only Kevin, but the entire cast of This Old House. Definitely a collector's item. If you'd like to win it, pick up the phone and call us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Ray in Arizona needs some help with getting his pool ready for the winter season. What can we do for you?
We have a six-year-old pool. It's a play pool, so it's about 12,000 gallons.
Okay.
It's pebble tack. It's not smooth plaster.
So it's above ground, or is it in ground?
It's in ground. It's built into the landscape, so it's got an infinity edge and a separate spa, but it's combined. So we have some major repairs that we need to do, and we thought we would decommission it for the off season, and then shop for the parts while we're getting the best prices, and then bring it back online next season.
Well, that makes sense. So, are you talking about major mechanical repairs like replacing pumps and that sort of thing?
We had a chlorinator that was making the chlorine out of salt, and that went out. And we have three pumps. We're probably going to replace all of the pumps and the sand filter.
Well, there's not much left to winterize.
if you're
going to replace all the mechanical systems. You got all the water out. Obviously, it's a good time to check the structural condition of the pool and make any improvements that are deemed necessary there to restore any cracks or any other deterioration of the structural surface, the liner, and that sort of thing. But what specifically can we help you with?
We're just wondering what we could do. To protect the surface of the pool, should we cover it with tarps? Is there a coating we should put on it? What steps might we take to just best preserve the pebble tech?
So you don't have a cover for this in-ground pool, then, do you?
No, it's a play pool, so it's a irregular configuration that is, like I said, built into the landscape.
The self-draining pool covers are really the best kind, and they're usually custom ordered for a shaped pool like that. And the nice thing about self-draining covers is that they don't hold water, obviously. And even more important than that, if, you know, God forbid somebody was to fall in the pool, it can support a person. So, you know,
I mean,
if you
we've
put
had a deer walk across ours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing.
And they're super strong. And because you've got the cover of the pool, then, of course, you're keeping the sun off of it. And that stops the UV degradation that can impact the finishes and so on. So,
then when it comes time to use the pool with an irregular shape and it being a smaller, 12,000 gallons, does retracting and the cover present any challenges as far as flexibility?
No, I mean, you essentially take it off.
Oh, okay.
You put it on, you take it off.
Ours is stored in like a giant industrial, I mean, it's not gigantic. It takes up like a little corner of the garage at my parents' beach home. But, the cover goes right in there. It goes on really easily. It comes off really easily. And it really just protects the patio around, the surround. It protects, because we keep water in it year round, so it protects the water, it protects from debris going in there. And again, where my parents have their home, lots of deer and crazy wildlife, and they walk right across it, and there's never been an incident, knock wood.
So it doesn't float on the surface of the water. It's separate from the water surface.
Well, that's correct. It sits just above, and there are fasteners that are embedded into the
decking. Concrete.
The concrete around the outside edge, and then when you don't need them, they drop down flush.
So should I Google to shop for that?
Oh, any I'm sure any pool supply company is going to sell these, but just it's called a self-draining pool cover.
Okay,
and usually like a mesh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
or a pool. Sometimes it's called a safety pool cover or a mesh pool cover.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. And next summer, Leslie, we know where we're going to be swimming in Arizona.
When we get to Arizona, completely. Well, bathtubs and showers, they can actually be a monster to clean. Now, if your knees and your back aren't in the greatest of shape, it can actually be a downright painful chore with all that squatting and scrubbing and bleach. Can you tell that I really enjoy that project? It's like my least favorite household chore.
Absolutely. Well, there is another way to get around all that scrubbing and cleaning, and it's called Bath Fitter. They are one of the proud sponsors of the Money Pit, and they provide a way to make that chore totally easy because they make single-piece custom-fit acrylic overlays for your bath and your shower. Now, what that means from a practical standpoint is that there's no more caulking in it to get moldy and mildewed. And that means you're not going to need to bleach it and scrub it, all those little nooks and crannies where those mold spores love to breed. Totally a non-issue. In fact, most common household cleaners work perfectly well to keep the Bath Fitter shiny and clean. And they come with a lifetime warranty.
Mm-hmm. And you know what the coolest thing is? You can actually get a complete bathroom makeover in one day. You've got no mess left behind and no disruption to your plumbing or your flooring either. So check them out because they really do come in a ton of different styles. They're really easy to clean. You're going to be surprised about how gorgeous they could be. And they really do have a style that'll go with any decor. So check out bathfitter.com and take a look for yourself.
That's on bathfitter.com. Take a look. They are absolutely beautiful. Bathfitter.com.
Mike in Missouri, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have an 1873 home with a stone foundation.
Okay.
And the stone's in very good shape, but it keeps crumbling, a light sand deterioration onto the floors on the inside. And I would like to slow that or stop it without, I have read that stone foundation should be allowed to breathe, and it's survived very well for 140 years.
Yeah, but I mean, let's, you know, enough already. It's 140 years. You got to maintain this at this point in time.
Yes.
What's happening is the mortar in between the stones is deteriorating, and it has to be repointed. So you're explaining a very normal condition where the mortar eventually dries out after 140 years and needs to be taken out and repointed. So typically this is a job done by a mason. They mix up a very sticky mix of mortar, usually with a lot of extra amount of lime in it to make it stick. And they pull out the loose mortar and then repoint it, press new mortar into place. And that's the way you maintain a floor like that. I don't know what breathing, quote unquote, has to do with it. Foundations, you know, are foundations. You want to keep the moisture away from them on the outside of your house. But when the mortar starts to deteriorate like that, it's got to be pulled out and repointed.
I see. So it's more mortar deterioration than the stone.
Than the stone itself. That's correct. Yep. Stone's going to last forever. It's the mortar that needs some work.
Okay. And then one other quick question. Two of the floors have, by a previous owner, were Puritan pavers. And moisture, ground moisture, sometimes leaches up through. Do I need to take all the pavers out and put a plastic under them, or what?
Well, if you've got water that's leaking up from the floor of the basement, that points to poor drainage conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's going on here is simply that you have moisture that's collecting at the foundation perimeter, and it needs to be drained away from the foundation further because that water collecting outside your house pushes down along the foundation wall. I'm sure it goes through the wall. You may be seeing some efflorescence because of the deteriorated moisture of the deteriorated mortar that you have. And then eventually it comes up onto the floor. So I need you to look at gutters, making sure they're clean, free-flowing, and extended 4 to 6 feet from the house, and grading, making sure the soil is sloped in such a way that water runs away from the house. Those two things should stop or completely stop that water that's rising up in the basement floor.
Yes, and I know you're right. This entire town has drainage problems, and so even the ditches out at the edge of town, it's a rural area, even
yeah,
the ditches
but you know
don't
what?
Drain away
you
very
don't
well.
Have to worry about the entire town. You have to worry about the first, you know, 4 to 6 feet around your foundation.
Okay.
That'll do it. All right?
Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Up next, the heat this summer hasn't been just uncomfortable. It's been expensive. Tired of paying all those cooling bills? Well, there is a way to stop that solar energy from streaming through the windows and heating up your house. We're going to talk about the latest technology in window films after this. 888-MONEY-PIT. Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this has been one of the hottest summers ever. I mean, records have been broken in just about every state for extreme temperatures. And that means it's also been one of the most expensive summers ever for cooling your home.
That's right. And, you know, we really all know that keeping your air conditioning system in tip-top shape can help you cut those cooling bills. But there's also a new, innovative, and inexpensive way that you can help stop the heat of the sun from streaming into your home by simply applying window films. We've got Peter Eisenberg. He's an expert from 3M's Renewable Energy Division joining us now to tell us more about it. Welcome, Peter.
Well, thank you very much, Tom and Leslie. We appreciate the opportunity to come down and talk to you.
So, Peter, when the summer comes, everybody loves the increased light, the longer days, but we do get a lot of heat from that sun that gets into our homes. How much energy are we losing through the windows?
Yeah, that's a great question. You could be losing up to 20-30% of your cooling costs.
Just because of the radiant heat that we have to overcome that comes through the windows, right?
Yep. UV and the IR or the ultraviolet and the infrared heat that's coming from the sun into your home is making your air conditioner work a heck of a lot harder.
Now, I had the opportunity last year to go out to your Innovation Center?
It is.
And I had a chance to tour that, and I was amazed at what you guys are doing with films now for windows that can really dissect every light wave that's coming out of the sun and, you know, send it in the right direction. So tell us about window films and how they can help keep those cooling bills down.
Yeah, we at the Renewable Energy Division, we're the division that actually manufactures 3M window film, and we call it 3M solar rejection window film. And it's a thin layer of film that goes on the interior of your window in your home. And what it does is it protects from, as we talked about earlier, the ultraviolet and the infrared rays of the sun, and, you know, keeps the rays outside as well as allowing the light to come inside. So you get to enjoy the long days, and you get to enjoy the coolness of the air conditioner.
Now, is this something that can be installed by the homeowner themselves, or do you really need a pro to do this because it's a precise installation project?
Yeah, that's a great question. We suggest you have a professional installation done. There are window films on the marketplace that a homeowner can put on their own home, but without the right skill level, you could end up with bubbles. You could end up with the film delaminating. So we strongly suggest you have a professional come in that's been trained by 3M. 3M's a big fan of training and knowing that we have people that know how to put this stuff on so you won't have a problem in the future. The other benefit with having a professional do it is 3M offers a limited lifetime warranty as long as you own your home.
We're talking to Peter Eisenberg. He is an expert with 3M's Renewable Energy Division. We're talking about window films. Peter, when people think of window films, I think they often also think of car tinting because that's probably the most common application for window films that folks relate to. And, you know, you see good car tinting and you see lousy car tinting. But these window films really don't have any tint. Is that correct?
You can have some that do have shades of tint. But in the residential market, we found that one of our fastest growing areas is what we call our 3M Prestige product. And that is actually a window film that gives you all the protection benefits, and it's a clear film. And what it does is it uses over 200 layers of film to help refract the light, and it's the width of a Post-it note.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Now, let me ask you this question. If you already have energy-efficient windows, if you have thermal paint windows, if you've got low-E glass, is this still an application where you would want to add window film, or are window films designed for older windows that don't have that modern technology built into that?
Yeah, that's a good question. It can be used for both. You'll get more solar protection and more UV protection with some of the older windows, and there are a lot of those out there. But it can be applied to UV as well. One of the positives for films as well is that it can also protect against bad weather and things, you know, flying, debris flying and that type of stuff. If you think about it, you have a layer of film on the inside of your window and a branch or something flies through the air and hits that, it's not going to smash into your home. It'll actually stay in one
Right, but what you're saying is that the fade is what's not covered by even modern window glass today, the fade protection, correct?
Correct.
So, Peter, I imagine you're going to save some money over time, but I feel like, you know, as far as your initial investment goes for installing the 3M films, you know, are we looking at a large out-of-pocket fee, or does that really range depending on what type of film you choose? And how long after that can we expect to recoup our expenses?
Yeah, that's a great question. The answer is it depends based on what you said. I mean, it depends based on the type of film you put on your home and the amount of glass that needs to be filmed. So some homeowners would have a south-facing area that has a lot of glass, or they could have a west, south, and east-facing home that has a lot of glass. You know, so we tend to talk about overall cost and price separately, but a homeowner would say, well, how much is this going to cost me? So what we would suggest is certainly having somebody come out to give them a bid, but at the same time, they could kind of do a rough estimate by saying, per square foot, we can give you a cost ranging anywhere from $4 installed, $4 per square foot installed, to $10 per square foot installed.
All right, well, that doesn't sound too bad. Now, Peter, one more question before we let you go. This summer, we see lots and lots of cars with those big, ugly, reflective, mirror-like inserts that people stick in their dashboards to try to keep their cars cool. Does window film like this also work well in automobiles?
Absolutely. Window film will work very well. We have films for automobiles as well as homes and as well as large tenant building.
Good to know. Peter Eisenberg, Sales and Marketing Manager for 3M's Renewable Energy Division. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Well, thank you for having us.
And if you'd like to learn more about window films that are made by 3M's Renewable Energy Division, consider how they could be used in your home or your car. Visit their website at 3M.com/windowfilm. That's 3M.com/windowfilm.
All right, up next, do you have a son or a daughter who's heading back to school soon? We're going to talk about dorm room decor with tips to get your teen's small space working double duty, both with storage and style, so stick around.
You live in a money pit. Money pit.
Got a wood staining project to do? Finish faster. Introducing Flood One Coat Waterproofing Finish, the wood stain that lets you finish the same day you start. Most wood stains can't be applied until days after prep. Flood One Coat Waterproofing Finish can be applied just hours later. Learn more at flood.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, pick up the phone. Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We've got a great prize up for grabs this hour. We're giving to one lucky caller who gets on the air the new book from This Old House's host, Kevin O'Connor. And it's a look at the best home redos from the past 10 years of the show. And what makes it even cooler is that it's been autographed by all of the cast members. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT for your chance to win.
888-666-3974.
John and Georgie, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I'm thinking about finishing off a room up on top of the garage, and I'm going to use spray foam. I plan to, and spray it under the sheeting, the roofing sheeting, and follow the roof line on up about 10 feet above the, make it a vault-type ceiling, and over top of the attic. My understanding is that if I spray foam right under the sheeting, that it may void shingle warranties. And I was going to put baffles up there underneath the sheeting and then spray the foam on top of that. But do I have to put that on every rafter or every other one or every third one? Or how many do I put that under, or don't I have to put baffles.
So, John, what's the shape of this roof? Is it an A-shape?
Yes, A-shape.
Okay, so if it's A-shape, what's the depth of the roof rafter?
Two by eight?
Okay. So the way I would do this then is I would not use spray foam insulation. I would use 6 inches of fiberglass insulation, and I would leave the inch and a half that's left, or the 2 inches that's left, as the ventilation space. So this way, air would enter the soffits, it would go up between the insulation and the roof sheathing and exit at the ridge.
Okay.
And that kind of gives you everything that you want to accomplish.
Okay.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you've got a teen heading for college this fall, decorating that dorm room is an important step. It's usually pretty small, and it's got very utilitarian furniture, to put it, I guess, nicely. In other words, boring.
That's right. So really, when you're thinking about a dorm room or just a small space, you want to get creative. Now, here are some ideas. You can get stylish by choosing furniture pieces that look great, but also double as storage. You know, things like ottomans that open up, vertical storage bins, and colorful stackable bin pieces.
You also want to use the walls to their fullest potential. So simple shelving or even cubes that you can customize or paint or cover with wallpaper can add some interest while providing that storage at the same time. So get creative and make that space very personable and make every nook and every cranny count. You can get more tips on dorm room decor by searching moneypit.com.
Now we've got Ben in Arizona who's dealing with a situation of arachnophobia. What's going on with those spiders?
Oh, not a whole lot. They seem like they're overtaking our yard. I can mow, and they just scatter everywhere. I kill anywhere from 30 to 50 of them every time I mow.
Do you have any idea what kind of spider it is?
No. They call them, from what I've heard, they call them wood spiders. And I don't know if that's what they're really what they're called or not, but they're brown, and they kind of got black streaks across their backs. And some of them are small, and, you know, some of them look like they get to, like, two-inch diameter or so, something like that.
There's actually a couple things that you can do to try to control these the population of these wolf spiders.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, things that you can do on your own are to try to eliminate their nesting sites, and that is areas where you have bushes, ivy, grasses, or any plant that is right up against the house. You know, wood piles, lumber piles, rock piles are all places where these spiders can nest. But the most effective way to get rid of them is to use a pesticide. Now, you can either do this yourself or you can hire a pro. If you want to do it yourself, there is a pesticide dust that you can buy in a lot of places. I know it's available on Amazon. It's called Eco-Exempt D-Dust, the letter D, Eco-Exempt D-Dust. And it's an organic plant-based insecticide that's ready to use, and it's pet safe as well, which is important. I got to tell you, if I had kids and I had that much of a problem, I'd probably have it done first by a professional, and then I'd follow up with my own do-it-yourself pest control after, because the products that the pros use are just far more effective, and they are absolutely safe if they're applied by a trained professional, you know, according to label directions. Does that make sense?
Okay. All righty.
Up next, the battle to keep mold out of your house never ends, but you might have something stored in your basement that's causing you to lose that battle. We'll shed some light on that topic after this.
You live in a money pit. Money pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Liquid Nails. For tough jobs, demand the extraordinary strength of Liquid Nails brand heavy-duty construction adhesive. It bonds a wide range of materials, indoors and out, for a job done once, done right. Learn more about Liquid Nails brand heavy-duty construction adhesive at liquidnails.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, have you seen what's going on of late at MoneyPit.com? We've got some new video tool reviews. You don't just need to guess what's right for you when you head to the store. You can take a look at the lawn and garden tools like string trimmers and mowers up close and personal to help you make the right buying decision. Just visit MoneyPit.com/videos.
That's right. And while you're on MoneyPit.com, you can become a member of our community section and post your question online. And I've got one here from Kate in Texas who wrote, "We apparently have a high rust content in our city. It causes a rusty brown, hard to remove film in our toilets and around the drains in our tubs. There's no odor. What are our options?"
CLR, calcium lime rust remover. Good product, does a good job. It's just a maintenance headache, Kate. There's no point in you putting filters or any of that sort of thing onto the water. It'd be very expensive. I would just make CLR part of your routine for cleaning those areas, and that will stop the buildup and have it looking sparkling again.
Mm-hmm. It really does do a great job, and you can pretty much find it anywhere. All right, Helen in Indiana wrote, I have very old linoleum on my kitchen floor. It's pretty ugly. I was wondering if I could just paint it. And unless you want that linoleum floor to look more ugly, do not paint it.
You cannot paint a linoleum floor. You know what linoleum is made out of? Linseed oil. So if that just gives you an idea of whether or not something could stick to it, the answer is no, it absolutely cannot. So don't paint your floor. Look, Helen, there's lots of inexpensive floor options out there. You can buy remnant pieces of vinyl to put down on top of that. You can buy laminate floor. Install yourself laminate floor. It all clicks together today. You need very few tools to put this down. I think it's time to freshen up that linoleum with some new flooring, with a new flooring choice. But paint certainly is not one of it.
No, I mean, and even if you're thinking, heck, I'm just going to try it anyway, don't, because you're not going to get it to adhere well. It's just going to come up. It's going to give you more of a headache than, you know, any other process. So just please don't do it. Seriously, with a laminate floor, tons of different manufacturers. You can find it at home centers. You can find it online. You can do a Money Pit search and find some great references and resources on laminate flooring. And it can look like anything. So if you want it to look like a wide plank wood floor, you can do that.
Or even that really old linoleum look.
Exactly.
You can get that too.
Well, I hope that helps you with that problem, Helen.
Well, if you have a basement or attic that's moisture prone, you are no doubt familiar with the battle that you fight on a daily basis sometimes to keep mold away. Leslie has some solutions on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
That's right. You know, there is one culprit that most of us have in the storage areas of our home, and getting rid of it can actually cut down on the chances of mold taking hold in your home pretty much almost immediately. Now, here's what mold needs to grow. It needs moisture and it needs food. Cardboard storage boxes, they can actually become a mold feast in a damp basement or attic. And right now you're probably thinking, well, I've got a ton of those in those exact spaces right at this moment. So to protect your belongings and your home's air quality from the threat of mold, you want to store your items in plastic. You want to put them on metal shelving instead of on basement floors and keep them out of cardboard boxes when you can. Also, address any basement water leaks. And if mold has already started to grow, hire a mold remediation professional. They'll clean up the space. This way you're sort of starting from square one again. It really does make a huge difference. So think about it. Keep your family safe and breathe easy.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Coming up next week on the program, you know, some people see ivy as a way to dress up or cover an ugly wall, but ivy can cause major damage to your home. It can bring up moisture into the surfaces. It can cause rot. It leads to carpet infestations. It can be a real mess. So we're going to talk about the safest way to get rid of it on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.